The way we consume and share news today, it is largely rooted in social media outlets, the reason why it's crucial to look out soon being discussed online. Now, from the hottest issues to trends for our daily social media minute, we're joined by Erica in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Back at it again.
Another week, another day. It's going to be great.
Yeah. The upside is that the weather is definitely warmer and the flowers have started to bloom.
The sun rises earlier.
There's color on the branches after many, many months of just being bare.
Yes, yes. Which I appreciate it for a time being. Sometimes that's very picturesque, but it's spring after all. It's March 25th today, about time. All right, let's get started with Social Media Minute this morning. Four generations of lighthouse keepers, all coming from one single family. That's remarkable. Let's take a look at this family's century-long legacy.
You know, four generations of family members doing
anything for that matter.
Really remarkable. Yeah. But we're talking about lighthouse keepers this morning. The Busan Regional Oceans and Fisheries Administration announced just yesterday that a 27-year-old man named Kim Sung-un has been appointed as a maritime signal manager at the Masan Regional Oceans and Fisheries Administration. He is now the fourth generation member in his family to manage and operate maritime signals, including lighthouses. And he is following in the footsteps of his great-grandfather, grandfather, and father.
Apply this to any other context. Four generations of
baking,
or owning a restaurant, or some craftsmanship, and it would definitely encourage you, because to go there, it's just alluring.
That's right.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about this family.
So it all started with his great grandfather. His name was Kim Do-soo. He worked as a lighthouse keeper for 26 years, starting right after Korea's liberation from Japan. This was in the year 1946. Now, his grandfather, Kim Chang-ung, also dedicated 30 years of his life to managing a lighthouse in the Gyeongsangnam-do province, starting in 1967. And counting the years his own father, Kim Dae-hyun, dedicated to the same job, the family has already accumulated 92 years of service.
Remarkable.
Isn't it? And if we take into account the 27-year-old's new start on the lighthouse management job, this family has contributed to keeping Korea's shores safe for more than 100 years. So, you know, that's why we're talking about it this morning. It's really remarkable. We're streaming photos of Kim Sung-un with his father, it looks like, with the lighthouse in the background.
Smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, and you can see the ocean in the background. So I guess this is the kind of life that he grew up with, right? He must have visited his dad at his lighthouse, you know, while he was working at the lighthouse since he was a child, and his grandfather as well.
Something clicked.
Yeah.
Erica, both my parents were engineers. Do I look like an engineer?
No.
Exactly. It doesn't always happen. Yeah. So this is a beautiful and a pretty rare thing, I must say.
And, you know, he's really excited to start his job. He spoke to reporters on Sunday. You know, he was really proud, saying that it was an honor for him to continue the work that started with his great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. And his father also shared his feelings with the press, saying that, you know, it was a challenging job, but the family has been carrying on the work with a sense of, you know, mission to guide the safe navigation of ships along Korea's shores. And the father is also thrilled, by the way, that his son can join in the meaningful work.
You know, I got thinking over the weekend, what makes a job more valuable and meaningful? Because we talk a great deal about getting hired at a certain age, keeping a job for so many years, that your career should be something that gives you, you know, a sense of purpose and joy, and probably a decent paycheck to, you know, make a living for your family and But I do think at the end of the day, it does boil down to also doing something for the greater good, too.
Yes, like, that's right.
The work needs to be bigger than you, and this certainly is.
And this news was surprising to me because, I mean, we live in an age, you know, with like cutting-edge technology. GPS, for example, that does a lot of the job that humans used to back in the days. And I was surprised that people actually, like, physically yeah. are there, yeah. you know,
to operate
managing
the lighthouse.
Lighthouses.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. All right, we'll leave it there. I totally understand why you brought this story. Yeah. One family, a century-long yep. legacy as lighthouse keepers. On to our second story today. It seems that the public narrative quickly shifted after this.
Oh, very quickly.
Abruptly. Yeah. It makes us think twice about what's being sort of dumped on social media. Worldwide support is pouring out for Princess of Wales after her unexpected cancer reveal.
That's right. This came over the weekend, and support is pouring in from around the world for Kate, the Princess of Wales. She revealed in a really candid video, really far from, you know, the whole video editing yeah. scandal that yeah. we've seen yeah. in these past few weeks. In this video, she said that she is undergoing chemotherapy for cancer after she had a major abdominal surgery mm-hmm. earlier this year. In the video, she speaks about the huge shock and the incredibly tough couple of months mm-hmm. that she and her family had to go through after her cancer diagnosis. She didn't say what type of cancer mm-hmm. Was discovered after her surgery, but she said she's now in the early stages of preventive chemotherapy mm-hmm. and that she's getting stronger every day. Her condition actually was initially thought to be non-cancerous until post-surgery mm-hmm. tests revealed the diagnosis.
So this video does come after weeks of frenzied speculation yeah. on social media about her health and well-being and the whole did they or did they not edit those photos kind of conversation.
Yeah,
so
that's right. The announcement will, at least for now, partly sort of quell the intense and sometimes fantastical speculations and conspiracy theories that have been floating around regarding her condition. You know, it's spread on social media. It's like, it's so crazy. Hashtags including We Love You Catherine and Get Well Soon Catherine were trending over the weekend on X.
I feel like our listeners and we are on the same page. Yep. I mean, what people pour out on social media is probably not a depiction of everybody out there, and we just have to be mindful of that.
That's right.
Sometimes when the narrative is sort of hijacked by one rather negative conspiracy theory,
and they just take a life of their own.
Exactly. Yep. And it's tough to just look away and be mindful and say that's not the entirety of the conversation. But this quick, abrupt change to we support you, Catherine, much needed, but it makes you question, right?
It really does. Okay. I feel a little bit embarrassed for us.
I do too. Yeah. Although we don't participate.
Did you see the post that Blake Lively posted on social media? Apparently, she made a fun. She mocked, you know, the all those edited videos that were being released by Buckingham Palace, and she made a little joke on social media, and she said, "I feel mortified now. So I'm really sorry."
Okay. Yeah. So it happens online for the best of us, but it makes us, you know, look back and see if we can do better, right?
That's right.
Political leaders, celebrities, and cancer survivors have all come forward, and they have been sending messages of support to the Princess of Wales.
Yeah, support has been pouring, like I said, from everywhere. U.S. President Joe Biden posted on social media saying that he and First Lady Jill Biden will join millions around the world in praying for your full recovery. King Charles III, who, by the way, is also undergoing treatment for an unspecified type of cancer, said that he was so proud of Catherine for her courage and speaking as she did. Actually, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, who have been estranged from the family, also wished them, you know, health and healing, you know, for not just Kate, but the whole family as well.
I really need that to not brew again.
Right.
It just felt like a message from one family member to another, and let's put it to rest.
Yes.
Now, here's where I think the bigger problem lies. What sells papers? What, you know, splashes across Page Six and gets our attention is unfortunately gossip. And many of Saturday's newspaper front pages featured sympathetic headlines. That's also a pretty abrupt turnaround. Not all papers are equal, but some definitely. The news also featured prominently in international newspapers.
You know, I think this story is just not going to go away anytime soon, but I think right about now is the perfect time for them to, for us to give them a little bit of space, a little bit of privacy, like Kate said in the video. And, you know, she ended the video by saying that she is with, you know, everybody who is currently going through the same illness that she is. You know, please don't lose faith or hope because you're not alone.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. And on to our final buzzword. A Russian YouTuber went viral over unwavering love for her sick husband.
Yeah, so her name is Polina, and she's from Russia. She came to Korea with her Korean husband. They met during his travels through Russia a few years ago.
It's right before sunset.
Yes. Yeah, less than a year into their life as a married couple, her husband was diagnosed with tongue cancer, and she's now the primary breadwinner of the family. She works full-time as a courier for the e-commerce company Coupang, and she's been she and her husband have been documenting their life on YouTube, and it's been gaining a lot of traction amongst Korean viewers, especially after she shared the story of her making her rounds like super early in the morning. It's dark outside, you can see a lot of snow piled on the ground, and she's starting her day to support her family, her husband, and I think a lot of people they felt sympathy for the couple, and they wanted to support them.
Okay, so maybe we can elaborate just a little bit more.
Yeah.
What is the couple story?
Yeah, so they moved to Korea 3 years ago. They tried to start a business, a pet business, but then it was unsuccessful. Mm. They're in debt, actually. Okay. They delayed their wedding, tied the knot last year. And then they both worked as delivery personnel for Coupang. Life was very hard. They barely got a rest for two full years. Mm. After her husband received the diagnosis, she works nights from 10:30 p.m. all the way through until 7 a.m. She keeps her daytime hours free so that she can take care of her husband during the day, do chores. And despite the challenges, she remains really positive. She has a positive outlook for life. That's what has won her so much admiration from her followers. And even her husband said, he feels like he's in debt. He's indebted to her. He sees her leaving the house so late at night. Yeah. And he says he feels useless, but he really wanted to document this phase of their life right now. Mm. And he says he wants to get better to support her, take care of her as well.
To be vulnerable about this part of their lives.
Yeah.
Too. It's encouraging and very beautiful, isn't it? I'm sure that a lot of people are on the same page wishing
so many well wishes and support on YouTube. One person said, "You're an angel. Your husband is lucky to have you." And some followers have even extended their support by donating money to the couple as well.
See, sometimes social media and YouTube does good.
Yeah, I agree.
We have to highlight it. Balance, my friends.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Erica.
Pleasure.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.